Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Castology.
Welcome to Castology, the podcast where I vaguely know what's going on. I just sort of wade through, and we get to a point. Like if I was going to like the murder zone in the United States, that we were talking about last week, I'd vaguely get there, but it'd take me like rather than like 7 days of hiking, maybe a month.
Yeah. And I'd fucking arrive. If you're going with Liz, you'll get almost there, and then you're like, wait,
holy shit,
I remember something about this.
Liz, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I have to go.
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week and get back to us.
Yeah, you'll actually learn something. Liz learned something very interesting last week. So
I took note.
Yeah, I took note because I sometimes don't. Anyway, I'm one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. To my left is
Liz Best.
Across me is
Zane C. Weber.
We're here to chat about podcasts. But before we do,
yes,
we have an announcement to make, and I can't remember. Specifically, like I said,
He's vaguely there.
Something's so happening.
Zane's going to announce
something
it.
Is happening.
So basically, from now on, our main episodes where we recommend podcasts and then we go back and review the podcasts that were recommended last time will be happening fortnightly. And in the intermediate weeks, we'll be having a shorter, just recommendation episodes where we'll be bringing a podcast that we like or that we believe in. And they're probably going to be themed every time. So if you have any themes to recommend, send them through.
So look, I know this is going to be confusing because you're going to have to listen to what we recommend and then have whole, we talk about completely different podcasts in the middle and then you have to wait for the reviews. But here's the deal, you guys. So we've been doing this for how many years now?
Closing on three years.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to recommend at the current rate 52 podcasts a year as well as reviewing 104 podcasts a year on top of our own. Mm. And now that I'm working like double time at my job, it's just not possible.
And okay. Yeah, so I just need to realize that not everyone can listen to podcasts all the time like
and
me.
And this is kind of like I took my big break from the podcast and I realized that I do love doing this podcast and to make it into a podcast that I would keep doing forever and ever and not have to quit because I get too busy, this is a good solution.
Yeah.
This is a good – we still get content every week from us, but there'll be minis in between our major episodes. So we may have to do a slightly larger recap.
Just as many recommendations.
Yes.
You'll just get fewer reviews.
Yes.
So you can make up your own mind.
Yes, correct. And look, if it works, great. If it doesn't, please feel free to write in, like send us an email with suggestions.
Yeah, let Nick know exactly what you think.
Yes, especially Nick.
Don't let me know.
Because he will only vaguely know what's going on when you're telling him that it's crap.
I imagine we'd get, you know, a message from one of our listeners and I'd be looking at it and being like, oh, yeah, right. That's right. I forgot we're doing.
But this is a way for us to keep up the quality and to keep the three of us on the podcast being bantery and awesome.
Yeah, and just for my own context as well, like I've worked. It's just work pretty much that it makes it so difficult. And
unless you want to pay us to do this podcast.
Or overthrow capitalism.
Exactly.
If capitalism gets overthrown, this is going to be my full time gig.
I'm in.
But until then, I need to make bank. And this podcast, whilst it does make a little bit of
coins, give bank, please.
Yeah, money, please.
Money, please. But yeah, so
that's our announcement. We love you.
But yeah, if you've got any suggestions or you're not happy with it, please let us know.
If you are happy with it and you want to make us feel better about making this difficult choice, please write in because we need to feel okay about it.
As the resident podcast addict,
yes,
I think you're both feeling far too guilty about this.
Okay.
Don't feel guilty. Okay. You need to do what you've got to do.
Yes.
And this is fun podcast time, so let's not feel guilty.
It is. Honestly, recording is my favorite time of any week. I love the recording bit. It's the homework bit that takes a lot of time. And I'm finally, after 3 years, at the place in our podcast list where I don't have any recommendations yet for the next time we record. So I need to find some because before then I've just been like, yeah, this is great. And I finally run out and there's not enough time in the day to review all your choices and find new ones that are actually good. So we want to make sure we're recommending stuff that is actually good for you so that we don't just half-ass it. We're going to full-ass it fortnightly.
I have two podcasts on my list. That's it. So I need to get to work.
Yeah.
So, and I've said this over the last like 12 months, you know, send me shit.
Yeah. If there's a Very Nick podcast, let me know. If there's a Very Liz podcast, let me know.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the list now and like Zane, classic Zane, has done an incredible job.
Overachiever.
And Liz has got some plans down. But yeah. And I'm like, oh, there's nothing there. So anyway, it was freaking me out. But yeah, that's the
end. And yeah, let us know because we'll have the mini coming up next week.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think of our mini and if you like the new format.
Yep.
Please.
For our fortnightly minis.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Let's get into our recommendations.
Hell yeah. So we've got some recommendations this week and I'm going to start with mine.
Okay, cool.
Because I have a really funny story to tell you.
Okay, good.
So my podcast recommendation is called Exploration Radio.
And I went to Yosemite.
And I went to Yosemite.
With Liz.
I can't. So the funny story is that I can't remember how this got on my list.
Okay.
So when I listened to it, I was like, I don't know why I put it on this list. And then I realized that I put it in the wrong
thing. You've done this again.
So Exploration Radio is a podcast about mineralogy. So like,
is this the niche one again?
This is
a niche show, but I did it too early. Anyway.
No, this is the second time you've done this, though.
This is the second niche podcast that you've brought before.
Oh, yeah,
before.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Climbing.
Thinking that you'd put that. Hey, but you can see, right, when you scroll down that there's the category that says niche. That you don't need to just put it in the next category?
Yeah, I know. But like, anyway, look, so this should be for Niche Off, really. But this
again.
So Exploration Radio is...
Can we cancel the Niche Off? I'm over it.
No, because I have to find something. This is just me challenging myself.
Okay.
Anyway, so Exploration Radio is a podcast that discusses exploring and mining of minerals.
So it's the natural evolution to stone clearing.
Yes.
For the minerals.
Yeah.
I like it's a combination of science and stone clearing, so maybe I'll be on board.
It is. So it is a combination. So it's hosted by Ahmed Salim and Steve Beresford. One is the chief geoscientist for a number of mining companies, and the other was doing a PhD research and then used the podcast as a way to like extrapolate what you know that we're talking about, and then that's exactly what the product of Exploration Radio is. Now, the again, asterisks here, production's not that great, but there's some really fascinating sort of exploration about like what it's like to be an explorer, what it's like to go out to like the barren landscape of you know outback Australia and look for certain minerals and stuff like that. So this is honestly it's pretty fascinating, but it is incredibly niche. So there you go. It's literally just about
how
mining.
Dry is it?
Is it Zane dry?
On a scale of moist to Zane.
No, that is not the scale.
So on a scale of moist to Zane. It's pretty Zane dry.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm into this podcast.
No, you don't like Zane dry, though.
That's why I was surprised.
It's like maybe like a sponge that hasn't quite dried out
maybe
yet.
Maybe it's a bit misty.
It's misty.
Yeah, you
know
how
like... Is it misty?
Dewy?
Is it dewy? No, like there's... You know,
is it like when it rains and the rain evaporates when it hits the ground, but it's still raining?
Well, you know how you've got like a scourer, right? Or not a scourer, but like something that you wash your dishes with. And then you leave it for a few days and you don't use it and it kind of like dries.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with the sponge.
Yeah, so yeah.
My other visual was like, is it when you get a spoon of Nesquik and then you put it in and it's all wet on the top and then you touch it and it's still dry underneath?
That's actually kind of...
I was thinking like a used tissue that you're only touching the outside, so you can tell that it's moist on the outside,
but it's still really
dry.
That is enough.
No.
Oh, well, we're just not coming up with like weird weird analogies
for
moist.
Yeah, but yours involves snot. Times of COVID, tissues full of stuff are bad.
But yeah, so it's called Exploration Radio. I can't remember how I got onto the list other than I was going to do it as a niche off and I failed to do that. So anyway, enjoy. So
cool. So next time you need to find a niche podcast, know that there needs to be a gap before you put
it on the list. I'm just going to say the niche off is happening on December 6th. So you can just
put not necessarily because
no, we'll keep it there.
Okay, December 6th.
It's not moving. Okay. So
just put it in that part of the spreadsheet.
I will get it right. Third time's a charm. That's what they say. All right. So, Liz, your recommendation.
Okay. I am obsessed with this podcast, but it is also not a podcast for me.
Interesting.
Yes. So this is called the Man Enough podcast. So I love Justin Baldoni, right? Now he, for anybody who doesn't know, he was on a show called Jane the Virgin. He played Raphael. He's also played a whole lot of other characters that are usually shirtless and usually kind of indiscriminate, like ethnicity, and usually a bad guy, which he quite often will mention as being heavily objectified. Anyway, sort of has something to do with this podcast, but maybe not.
So shirtless, indiscriminate ethnicity, bad guy.
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
Which he says in his TED Talk, which is an amazing 18 minutes if you've got time. What this podcast is about, and it's something that is so important to me even as a woman, is what it means to be a man in the world today. So it kind of rails against, it explores how the society is geared towards making you a macho, tough, masculine man, and how to retain, like, or reframe rather, what masculinity is.
So retain the esteem and get rid of the toxicity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so it's Justin Baldoni along with co-hosts Jamie Heath and prominent masculinity expert Liz Plank. So they talk, they have high profile guests on, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable listening to what the guests are talking about, because they're usually very vulnerable and very open about times that they have not been man enough. It's right. Kind of how they open the episode, is they're like, when's a time when you didn't feel man enough? And so there's a particularly good one where they speak about Latinx culture and how Latino men,
machismo.
Yeah, the machismo. They have to be the manly man, and how it takes a really long time to unlearn that if it's built into not just society but your own culture. And it's talking about, like, they talk about messages of masculinity and how they show up in relationships and body image and privilege and fatherhood and sex and success. And what is so important about this is that it isn't taking away our traditional vibe of manliness, but it's reframing it in a context that I think is really important with how toxic some visions of masculinity can be. So I am not the audience for this podcast. This is very much, sometimes when I listen to it, I feel like I'm listening in on a guy therapy session that is not for me.
Very interesting. So do you mean a guy therapy session as in like a therapy session of a guy or a...
No, like a group of guys talking about guy stuff that isn't locker talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like they're talking about, sometimes some of the episodes, I can't explain this. I love hearing them talk about it, but I also feel like I'm not the audience, you know?
Fair. Does it make like uncomfortable or like...
No, not at all. It actually makes me go, oh my God, there is hope.
Right.
These men are wonderful, but they weren't always wonderful, and they're learning how to be human. Now, I think the target, the people who would benefit most from this podcast won't listen to it.
If it's called the Man Enough podcast, maybe they'll start listening to it.
Well, I feel like it's a nice segue in, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they do talk about, you know, I didn't defend my family's honor and I didn't do this and I didn't do that. I didn't feel like I was masculine enough, but then reframing it in, but I did do these excellent things as a human, and that means that I'm growing and learning as a person, kind of thing. I think it does it in a really nice way that doesn't feel too feminist.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even though technically it is, you know, there is feminist ideals in there.
Yeah.
It does it in a way that retains masculinity in a non-toxic way.
Yeah. Cool.
So the Man Enough podcast, I really want to know what you guys think about it, because I just think it's fucking great. But I'm a girl, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gross.
I know. Yeah. I'm full of cooties, boys. Full of them.
Ew. Zane.
Okay, well, I think I will complete the triumvirate of podcasts as disparate as possible this this week.
Rocks. masculinity.
I am recommending a podcast called Slaughterhouse Road.
Sounds spooky.
It's not spooky. Well, it's not spooky.
Okay.
There is a list of... I've compiled a list of adjectives that the creators of this podcast have compiled in their various promotion norm material to describe this podcast.
Okay.
A chill Australiana romantic horror alt country musical podcast.
What? Did they just get like a spin the bottle situation where they had all these genres around and they're like, okay, the first five that we land on, that's what we're doing?
So no, it's inspired by a trip up the coast, and they went to a small town and they drove along a road called Slaughterhouse Road, and they wrote this musical about it. It's three episodes all together. It's under an hour. It's not going to be a struggle to listen to. Most of that is songs. So don't worry, Nick, this isn't a slog.
It's mostly music. You like music?
Yeah, no, but it's a musical. You know what I'm like with musicals. But
it's not musical music. It's old country music.
Okay.
Yeah, is what it is.
Okay.
There's a difference. So some musicals have the stop, sing a song that doesn't advance the storyline.
It's a musical. Everyone loves a musical.
Some musicals are stories that also involve songs. So even though they don't push the story along, the songs are actually quite good.
I'm singing about my feelings.
Yes. And then the other one is the stuff that's actually, you know, moving the storyline forward and a narrative thing. I think it's the second one, this right? It's a story
more
with songs.
More the second one, yeah.
Okay.
They're not eidetic, so or at least not all of them. There is an open mic that happens. But yeah, so basically they say, let me tell you a tale of bangers and mash and abattoir and honey for sale. This is an Australian podcast by a creator called Jessica Hamilton. So she has worked for heaps of podcasts and radio stations. She's a producer, but this is her first independently produced work. Yeah, I'm interested to hear what you think. This isn't a podcast specifically for me, but this is the kind of podcast that I would like to happen more. So I would like to, yeah, give them some airtime and let me know what you think about it.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah,
it is pretty cool.
It's an evocative,
yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Not what I expected, though. I was like, oh, okay, it's like another murder. That's cool. No, it's Australiana
look, musical.
You gave me a wrestling podcast and a geology podcast.
Wrestling and rocks, Nick.
And 2 weeks before that, a rock climbing podcast.
You
don't
brought
get...
this on yourself.
You don't get to be indignant, sir.
Fine.
I said good day.
I said good day. Okay, cool. Well, we'll move on to our recommendations from last week. And I think I want to start with Liz.
Okay, so I recommended Radio National Fictions last week, which is a Radio National radio show, basically, yeah, where they sometimes have episodic stories. They sometimes have one-off episodes. But basically, it's storytelling with sound and actors and little plays. They call it movies for your ears in their promotional material.
Movies for your ears.
Yeah. Mm. So what did you think of, and it's Australian, which another thing I like that Australian creators and many different writers, many different producers, many different actors are getting jobs from it. So Radio National Fictions, what did we think?
This, first of all, concept is great. I love it. Mm. I like it. Mm. The one sticking point for me is it does have the ABC tone.
Yes.
Yes.
And that does get tedious after a while. So I couldn't binge this, and I couldn't even binge one series because as of time of recording, the latest episode was the latest series was like five episodes long. I got like four in. I was like, okay, I just need to take a break. I'll come back and finish it off. And turn out there was just one left. That being said, skipping back and going through some of the others, it's perfectly fine, perfectly interesting. But yeah, the ABC tone is very definite there. So if you like that style of presentation, you will have no problem with this podcast. This is one of my favorite styles of podcast, is short stories and narrative, just being, it's like an audiobook but as a podcast.
Yeah.
Little
plays.
This is an easy win for me. Just, you know, ABC.
Tone down the ABC-ness.
Yeah. ABC, like BBC and like NPR, has a very distinct style of voice.
Yes, and that's a good mode of reference for anybody who's not in Australia too.
Yeah, and so just know that if you're listening to this overseas, no, I don't think there's any Australian that talks like that 24/7.
Yeah, and I think this is a really good show. I think I said in my notes, I was like, this actually, it weirdly fits within the framework of what the ABC wants to produce and produces currently. So I listened to the Single Room series, which is a great little series, but there were lots of moments where I was like, it felt like they were hamming things up a little bit in terms of that presentation, which threw me a little bit.
acting with a capital A.
Yeah, yeah. Like, where it's like
I like to liken it to a Country Matters.
Where
they're kind of like, we are aware that we're acting and we're kind of turning on the Australiana voice.
Yeah. And there's like a few moments, I think, within the series where they really, that like it, the dialogue's whip bang and like it, and you kind of go, oh, like this feels very acting rather than, or like the conversation's less organic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not to say it's bad, because I think the beauty of this show, it really is kind of like little Australian tales that do paint a picture, I think, of our culture in a capacity. Right.
Yeah.
And I think just going off just sort of the series, the single room series, was just really, really interesting about how these writers and these performers actually performed these pieces. And I honestly was resigned. I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I did.
Well,
but it's
okay.
Really good.
So in Australia, when people say Radio National, like there's a certain demographic of listeners
yes.
to that,
yes.
which is that it's usually quite old and
yes.
talkback
old
radio.
Old or rural.
Old or rural talkback radio yeah. kind of, you know, this is Radio National. Yeah, it's just yeah. very, I don't think this show is that.
It
I
is,
think it's got tones of
yeah.
ABC,
yeah.
but not as much Radio National ABC.
No. This does also feel like, again, not fully, but it feels like it could be converted into a series of sketches or little pastiches or
yeah.
in a wider ABC actual like video program. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I kind of the vibe goes. I don't know if it fully fits that, but I feel
yeah.
like there's like, again, that's the framework that the ABC sort of operates in over here.
Yeah.
And it fits that quite nicely. So yeah, no, it's also honestly, the stories there were not like, they weren't particularly full on. They were quite grounded.
Yeah.
Like the very first episode of that series is about like a young girl who's pregnant, and there is a really interesting little twist that happens quite early on, and then it's the fallout of that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get too dark. It actually yeah. keeps it quite lighthearted, which for the most part,
short stories are hard.
They
and
are.
The ones that they've selected here so far that I've listened to are quite good. If anyone knows where I can audition to be on one of those, I would like to do some acting, please.
Please. Yeah, cool. Nice.
Sweet.
I think I want to go next. So my recommendation last week was the LA Times, The Trials of Frank Carson, a criminal defense lawyer in Los Angeles who was known to be a bit of a bulldog in the court, but also outside of the court as well. But he was also up for murder charges as well. What did you guys think?
This is a story I've never heard of.
This, it had a lot. It reminded me, as soon as I started listening to it, of the movie The Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen
it. And it's just like, I would watch this movie. The trailer for this podcast sounded like the trailer for a movie.
Right.
Having listened to it, it's very interesting. I'm 3 episodes in, I think, and I'll be continuing.
Mm.
Because it is a very interesting person.
Well, I formed an opinion really early on, yeah. and I already found by episode 2 that opinion had changed.
Yeah.
Like, they're very adept.
What was your opinion to start?
Well, I was like, well, of course they're going to fucking, you know,
yeah.
he has a go at the cops. Of course they're going to arrest him for murder because they
yeah.
want him to stop criticizing the cops. And then by the next episode, I'm like, oh, he's aggressive.
Yeah.
I love how he's the actual embodiment of, well, I'm no big city
yeah.
lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, he's exactly that, except then you hear audio of him going apeshit
yeah.
at people.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm 2 episodes in and I'm constantly finding myself going, there's no way. And then I'm going, actually, this is awkward.
Yeah. I don't have an opinion on whether or not he did it, but I think it's very interesting. And it, like, honestly, having found a story that I haven't heard of about something like this is weird, usually.
Yeah. Cover art is sweet. I need
yes.
to mention that
yeah.
again. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, so I have no critique for this. This is an interesting story, produced very well, told in a provocative way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am uber into it and I will be finishing it. Thank you and good night.
Fuck yeah. God, I feel good.
Get ready for rocks next week,
Get
buddy.
Ready for rocks.
Get ready.
It's going to go really down. Okay, Zane.
Yeah, so I recommended Counterclock, which is a season-long deep dive true crime investigation into a single crime a season. So hosted by Delia De Ambra. I recommended the first season, which is the only one I've listened to, about a murder arson that happened in her small town 22 years ago.
I am glad that you gave me the push to listen to this because it's been sitting there taunting me in my show's queue on Apple Podcasts for that long. again, I did listen to the first season, so I'm about halfway through the first season. They're really good at telling stories, like, and I like that they're interviewing people, the right people, to lead you through this story. And it's absolutely gut-wrenching to find out, you know, quite early on that the detective who was actually working the case at the time has passed. So there's a lot of information that has been lost with him. But the circumstances of this case are so weird. And it's one of those ones where – and one thing I wanted to point out that is so important that they've done is when they're talking about someone who is very shifty – they've chosen not to name that person at all or give any identifying features on them. So unlike podcasts, you know, where – you know, what's that Australian one I keep thinking of where Chris Dawson I can't think of the name of the podcast, but basically – there's a real trouble in the court case because that podcast went hard in on Chris Dawson.
Teacher's Pet,
that's right. Because Teacher's Pet went so hard in on Chris Dawson that now that he's been brought to trial, it's very difficult to not be prejudicial. Whereas there's an episode that I was listening to on the way here, actually, which I think is about episode 2 or 3, where they're talking about a particularly shifty person that was around the scene, that was seen doing very shifty things, and they've gone to great lengths to tell you about what they did but not identify them, so that if it ever goes to trial, they've covered their asses. And I think that's so important in true crime podcasts these days, that if you are doing a deep dive on an unsolved case and you think that you have information that could potentially be beneficial, going about it this way could help.
Yeah.
And I needed to point that out as being good that they've done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree. I think the one thing that I think I really took out of this so far is that they really do tell their story really quite beautifully, and they set their scene very, very strong. But they actually provide quite a lot of context and a lot of explanation about how they actually reach some of these conclusions, right? So quite early on they talk about this is something that I hadn't heard. Maybe this is popular on arson podcasts, who knows? But when
there's a niche for
you. They're talking to, I think it was the local fire warden, or not warden, but like
chief
or something like that, maybe investigator. But they were talking about how they identify
the different
types of people that do it. Like, and that's not even just like fires, but also just murders, really.
Like profilers.
And it was just really fascinating because I don't think I'd heard that in kind of true crime stuff that I'd listened to. And look, I've listened to quite a lot of true crime on the show, and outside of that, I don't think I've really
I want a criminal profiling podcast. I was just thinking about it then, because the details such as like this woman's underwear drawer had been set on fire and it fizzled out because it all melted. But when you think about that, and as the investigator and the fire chief said, when that's personal.
Yeah.
Like that's an incredible, you don't just go, oh no, random, like that's someone who's gone looking. And then they talk about how far the drawer had to be down. So they think about, well, did he have to pull out 4 or 5 or she have to pull out 4 or 5 drawers to find that? And that kind of gives you more motive, like really interesting points of the investigation.
And to me, it actually kind of feels like they're building a case without building actually building a case.
Well, did you see, like, I think it's in the first episode or something, they asked the guy specifically a question going, did you find this? And he goes, well, I'm not going to say either way because if I say yes, I found it, then, you know, they're going to then they know that we've got something, and if I say no, then the killer knows that we have no DNA and can't prove anything, so I'm just going to say no comment. I'm not going to tell you if we found anything, because the only way we're going to find this person is if they have knowledge of the
It's really smartly put together.
Yeah, I liked it. And the fact that we can have this much discussion about it, and we've both probably only listened to 2 or 3 episodes.
I think that's what I like about it as well, is it's not focusing on the gory details of the crime itself. It's more focusing on the people who are investigating it, how they are doing it, and the processes that they go through. And it's kind of an investigation into an investigation rather than into a murder arson.
Yeah. This actually feels like true crime. Like, I feel like this is actually a better definition of, if someone was like, give me the best true crime, I'd probably actually put this up there, because this does a good job of actually...
It doesn't feel manipulative.
No, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't come from...
But it's still giving us enough details to be fascinating.
Yeah, because it does help the listener build the case alongside them without trying to add in
it's
those...
like, who did she meet that afternoon?
Yeah, exactly. And then, or like you said, with the Teacher's Pet, where they're actually, they do go in
on
these suspects.
On Crystal, which is great, because they had enough evidence, but 100%. They've really fucked themselves for the case
but
now.
Like, for that, like, this is a really good example of them being, I think, them sort of treasuring what they're doing in the fact that it could lead to something, but it also could jeopardize certain aspects of the case.
I'm interested to listen to the end of this and see if they've managed to recreate it in the subsequent season.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was like.
Because, again, we've done podcasts before where the chameleon, Hollywood con queen, great, and then you said High Rollers, was terrible. Trash. So it's very interesting to see. I'll be interested to see how the second season holds up.
Yeah, I'm absolutely going to be finishing this because I'm very curious to see what, like, happens next.
Yeah.
And how, but also, like, I mean, I think there's 13 episodes to a season, right? So there's still quite a bit to go. So whether they stick the landing or not, I don't know.
Mm.
But I am very keen to find out. It's because
they've
done a very good
personal
job.
Connection to this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's always very difficult when you actually have no conclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always kind of get to the end and I either go, oh, I'm interested to know more one day, or I go, oh, well, so they never found anyone. And it depends on how they've told the story as to what feeling you get at the end of an unsolved case.
Mm, yeah.
Ideally, you want to be like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, you want to armchair expert the shit out of it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
That's a really good show. I just have to say, it's a really, really good show. So
yeah, anyway. Dug it.
Fuck it. Great work, Zane.
Thank you. Really proud of you. I take full credit.
That's really pretty, credit. That's pretty good all round for all three of us.
Yeah, actually, well done, everyone.
Wait till next week.
Next week. Next week, different fucking story next Oof. Week. How excited are we for minerals? Cool. All right. Well, that'll do us for this week. As you can see on social media, on fucking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can get us an email.
Fucking Facebook.
Castology podcast at gmail.com. There's also a handy form on the website. That's notcanon.com/castology.
It sure is.
Like I said at the top of the show, I don't have many episodes, so please send stuff because I'm getting desperate. Yep. I said that last time too.
Now, next week we'll have our first mini-sode. Mm.
Yep.
So we'll probably pick a topic and then just list a podcast each that we enjoy of that topic.
Yeah. So again, send us in if you want topics.
Please.
Topics that you want.
Yeah.
Like,
we have yet to figure out exactly how the format of that will go. I don't want it to feel like it's just half an episode, so we'll have to nut it out. But yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We always do.
It'll be good. God, we're good at what we do.
So good.
Just felt I needed to throw that one out there, you know.
Then we're just gonna trail off poorly
Fuck
at the end.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. To my left has been
Liz Best.
Across from me has been
Zane C. Weber.
Keep listening to podcasts, people.
Hello, friends. My name is Patrick Little, host of A Little History Podcast. If you like to learn about history, yeah, a little differently, then A Little History Podcast has you sorted. Join me for Season 1, titled A Mythology Apology, as we discuss some of humankind's oldest stories. Nothing is off limits as we tackle some of the well-known and not-so-well-known stories from various mythologies and folklore from around the world. We've got a house on chicken legs, a bloke with 100 eyes, a talking frog, plenty of shit kings, and gods and goddesses doing what gods and goddesses do. All this and more is waiting for you just a click away. Sometimes I'll have a guest coming in cold, and sometimes it's just you and me. So drink 'em if you got 'em, and join us for a bit of shit talking and a lot of fun. My name is Patrick Little, and this is A Little History Podcast. It's our history, but like you've never heard it before. And also keep a lookout for Season 2 coming later in 2021.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.